A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod, tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, tetrarch of the regions of Ituria and Trachonitis, Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Remember that each of the four evangelists give us a different portrait of Jesus. This year we're reading from Luke, and Luke's Jesus goes to the periphery. He goes to the outcast, to the poor, the disabled, to women. He avoids completely the centers of power. And listen at that gospel today, how cleverly Luke sets this up. He defines the places of power. Herod was tetrarch of Galilee. His brother Philip, tetrarch of the regions of Ituria, Trachonitis. And then he says, but the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the desert. It's not here at the center of power, it's out here on the periphery. Pope Francis epitomizes Luke's vision of Jesus. If you followed him during his recent trip to Africa, he didn't visit a single presidential palace. Instead, he went to the slums. He went to a refugee camp. When he was here in the United States, he had the privilege of addressing a joint session of Congress. And whenever that happens, there's a banquet that follows with all the members of Congress. But Pope Francis declined, and instead, after his talk, went to a homeless shelter and had lunch with the homeless. The thing that makes me the most proud to be your pastor is not the fact that we have restored this magnificent icon for generations to come, but it is that you bring Luke's Jesus to the city of Erie. We have the largest food pantry in the entire Diocese of Erie. We process up to 900 families a week. It's all done by volunteers, and it's a lot of work. There's not one salaried position connected with it. And in the 6 years I've been here, it has never cost the parish a penny because you so generously support it. During February, we do a homeless shelter. Last year, we sheltered 50 people. You provided them not only with shelter, but with a cooked evening meal and breakfast. This year, they've asked us to prepare for 75 people. Last Sunday morning, there was a Christmas tree in the lobby with 150 stars on it for you to bring gifts for the less fortunate children in our area. And every single star was taken. When I went to get the newspaper this morning, there was a plain white envelope in amongst it, and it just had written on the front of it, for the poor. And inside was over $100 in cash for the poor. You bring Luke's Jesus alive to the city of Erie. And that's what makes me proud to be part of this parish. Amen.